The beginning of the Torah portion, Chukas, refers to the statute of the Torah, referring to the Chukim, those categories of laws which have no rational explanation, and in particular refers to the law of the red heifer. This was a purification procedure used for someone that had come in contact with a dead body, which the entire idea of impurity is also a chok, a law which has no reason. And the purification was particularly perplexing in that the one that carried out the preparation of this red heifer would himself become impure. The part of the preparation procedure we're going to discuss today is the burning of this red heifer into ashes. Afterwards, these ashes were mixed with water and sprinkled on the one that had become impure. Now, although the law itself has no rational explanation, there nevertheless are practical lessons we can learn out from the details of this red heifer. In particular, the potential which is contained within a person, an individual, has seemingly unconquerable instincts and very negative characteristics to show that this person has a tremendous potential. This idea that even a person with a particularly troublesome personality can nevertheless transform his nature is stressed in the beginning of the Shema Yisrael. In the first verse after Shema, which says you should love God b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, the Talmud discusses why it is that the word with all of your heart is spelled unusually. Instead of one letter vase, libecha, it says levavcha with two times the letter vase. And the Talmud explains that it refers to the two hearts a person has, so to speak. That a person has two inclinations. There is the Nefesh Elokis, the godly soul, which has a natural inclination for holiness, and the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal soul, which has a natural inclination towards animalistic desires. The meaning of the word Levavcha, that you should love God with both of your hearts, means that you should transform even the animalistic desires, also channeling them into a love for God. This seems somewhat perplexing, however. How could an animal have love for God if its natural instinct is to be pulled away from spiritual things and towards the pure physical? How then could we have any chance of transforming it and reversing it that it should have love for ruchnius, love for spirituality? Hasidic philosophy explains, however, that this animalistic soul, in its essence, is not drawn towards physicality. The essence of this animalistic soul is a strong desire. It's just that this desire is normally channeled into animalistic desires, into physical desires. But in the essence, in the core of this animal soul, is a pure, untouched power of desire. If one can shed the outer entrapments surrounding this pure core of desire, one can channel that desire into whatever one wishes. And this is the idea expressed by the Talmud, that you should love God with both of your hearts. You should remove the covering over this pure desire of the animal soul, and instead of using it for physical desires, use it instead for spiritual pursuits. And in that case, you will not have only two godly souls. You will have a second one even stronger than the first. Because the strong desire which was previously put into animalistic things, the same strength will now be put into holiness. This idea is also stressed in the preparation of the red heifer. First of all, the red heifer was an animal, indicating this animal soul. Plus, it was a red animal, red indicating the boiling instincts of desire. Furthermore, this animal could never ever have carried upon itself a yoke to be used for plowing, symbolizing this animal soul never willing to accept upon itself the yoke of Torah and mitzvahs, and willing to accept upon itself a master, rather having a strong desire to carry on its own animalistic pursuits. Nevertheless, even such a powerful animal soul, which seemingly has no redeeming qualities, in its very essence can be transformed into a powerful tool of holiness. And the way to do this is through burning this animal. As was done with the physical red heifer, it was burned until all of the flesh was consumed and nothing whatsoever was left of it other than ashes. The ashes, explains Chassidus, refers to the essence of the animal soul, which although is normally, the animal soul is normally involved in physical desires, the ashes symbolizing the essence of the animal soul is only a power of pure desire, and this pure desire can later on be channeled into matters of holiness. And this is what we learn from the purifying aspect of the red heifer, that the ashes became an intense tool of purification, just as the essence of the animal soul, when channeled and transformed, can also be a powerful tool of holiness.